Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap Pea 70.
Woohoo! This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
We've got through the 60s. I think that good. The world is our oyster now.
Yeah. Now we can really be who we want to be. Just let loose. We're in our 70s.
We're in our 70s.
We made it.
Yep. Oh, surely we're retired.
Oh.
Surely.
I hope so. But you never know. We have lots of speak pipes. So yes, we are going to hear from you, Peas. Let's do it. I just want to say, too, that Judy Heumann died. She was known as the mother of the disability activism. I'm going to get all that wrong. But if any of you know her, as in you've known about her, if you've watched Crip Camp, incredible woman.
Incredible.
And I just wanted to acknowledge her in our podcast.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Andy. I'm calling in with a speak pipe because you asked for them. But also there's something that's been making me feeling angry lately.
Oh.
And I only ever get angry about injustices.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my daughter's school have attendance teddies each week if your class has the best attendance, you get awarded this teddy at the assembly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In front of everyone. And the kids are pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
It seems they do a big cheer when they get it for that week. Mm. But it also includes the vice principal of the school standing up front of the kids, telling them that, you know, we're really cracking down on early dismissals and late arrivals and blah, 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 blah. It's
not children's faults.
No, it's not.
And anyway, I think being a PE, but also hearing your thoughts on the matter, it's just opened my eyes to why on earth are we putting energy into this?
Yes.
And why, are we creating black sheep of the school community?
Yes.
Whether they know it or not, whether they realize it or not, the kids are aware that if someone is away, they are going to bring their average down.
What if that's my child?
Yeah.
And like you guys have talked about it before, that it's not actually in the kids' control.
No.
No.
This is something that is out of their control when they're at primary school age. And look, like the school is fairly diverse in terms of, I guess, socioeconomic levels and backgrounds. So I know that it's coming from the Department of Education.
I know they want to encourage kids to go to school.
Of course, no. Yeah. But and there's a lot of refusal after COVID.
It's just not right. And I'm just really pissed off.
Yep.
I'm hoping that my little person will be able to attend the school with his big sister in the next few years. Mm. And I know that he's going to have appointments for therapies, but also for hospital, like we're at RCH every 3 to 4 months. And those appointments, you know, you get them and they're like in the middle of the day.
They just get that letter in the mail.
Start of the day on a Thursday, but then there's wait times so they end up leaving at 3 p.m.
Shocking. Yep.
It's just, I don't want my little boy to be the black sheep of the classroom.
No.
Because the kids are like, well, so-and-so is not here again.
Listen to this, teachers.
It's even more annoying and angering because I currently work in a school that has the opposite mentality. And we have quite a high number of pea shoots in our school. And our philosophy is we come around the family and we come around the student and we look at what that student needs to be able to flourish in our school. And if that means rest days, then we do rest days.
Yes,
if
that means of course.
You have OT appointments that you need to leave in the morning for, or that we can bring the OT on site so that it actually reduces the travel time and off-site time from school, then we do that. If families aren't bringing their kids to school, we pick up the bloody phone and we call them and we ask, how can we help you get
is
here?
Is everything okay?
We don't black sheep them.
No.
Stupid. Freaking attendance study. Anyway, I'm going to make an appointment with the principal and I'm going to start a conversation.
Yeah, let us know how you guys
change. So if you've got any little great phrases for me or, I don't know, anything to cheer me on, that would be great.
Your teddy's a rectum?
Oh, yeah, your teddy's a big rectum. Just take him one of those smiling pile of poo cushions. Would you like to give this to the children instead?
Attendance teddy. I mean, there's always going to be something.
I know.
Someone's gone, this is a great idea.
Yeah. And
maybe it is for a lot of children. Of course it is. Of course it is.
But it just takes one beautiful child to get chicken pox.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And 2 weeks they're out. That class is never going
to
win.
That's right. Or you've got to go to the dentist.
Yeah, just like it's all children.
It can be anything.
Or like I know I had a friend who was going through a really tricky time in her life. And her marriage broke up in a really spectacular way. And she just couldn't get her kids to school on time.
Yeah.
And that to be judged for that.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that they turned up at all was pretty amazing. Yep. So I think once you present that argument and you go, you're actually just singling out the people that can't change anything.
Yeah.
It becomes much clearer.
Yes, it does.
And we do want to encourage people who, you know, see school as optional or, you know, all of that. I know. But still, we can do better.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, thank you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It is Erin from New Zealand.
Hi, Erin.
It's a beautiful, sunny, very early autumn morning here.
Kiwi pea.
I wanted to let you both know that I fell off of the radar of listening to your podcast, maybe for 6 months or so, just because of reasons.
Yep.
But just recently we've had a bunch of changes. My work has changed. So I had to take my big kid out of school to move her to a school closer to home. Mm-hmm. And the twins, which were one when I started listening to your podcast, are now also about to start school.
Wow.
So we're leaving our whole daycare world and going on to school as well. And oh my gosh, it's just so many changes. My work, which I'm now going to be working from home, the kids all moving around, all new people. We're still in the same house, but so many changes.
Yes.
And I found the only thing I wanted to do was come back to your podcast and listen again, because it felt like coming back home. Aww. So thank you for making that possible for me. It's so nice to be listening again and just keep on going. And thank you for everything. I feel like you've been with me raising the twins the whole time.
That's
Have a great
really
week.
Beautiful.
Bye.
Aww. Thank you, Erin.
Wow. Yeah.
That was beautiful. Thank you. How nice to be said you've been raising the twins with us. I mean, that's
really
special.
I didn't really think I'd ever raise another set of twins.
Yes, and I didn't think I was raising twins in New Zealand.
No. And it's funny, you know, I am really back into podcasts in a really big way, and I too had a few months. I mean, I wouldn't say I went without, because they are very important to me. But, sometimes you drop
out.
You're
run.
Like, I can't do this
waves.
At the moment.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who. This is a little judgy comment from Kate, and I'm trying not to be judgy, but I know podcasters who don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, same.
And I judge them.
Same. How
like,
can you?
How can you? This is all of our, it's
I
everything
know.
To me. And
same.
What do you mean? You don't listen? You I just know. Put it out? Anyway, I don't know
arrogance.
Why I'm telling you that, but it's annoying.
It's arrogance.
We listen.
We love the form.
We really do.
Yeah. Yep.
From Melbourne.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
I've wanted to do a speak pipe for ages, always stop myself because I think can't possibly want to hear my voice or my story.
We really do.
But what motivated me today was just how much I wanted to say how profoundly grateful I am that your podcast exists. Almost 2 years ago now, my then 10-year-old neurodivergent child needed to move into out-of-home care, and that was and probably will remain one of the hardest things that I've ever had to go through. And I said a lot to a lot of people, I feel like the only person on the planet that is experiencing this.
Yeah, I bet.
I didn't know anyone that had ever lived through a similar experience. And I just felt very alone and isolated. And my support coordinator said to me, oh, there's this podcast that you might be interested in. And I resisted listening for a while, probably just due to my own level of trauma and how hard it was to hear other people's struggles. It was a very hard place. But your podcast has become a sense of I'm not alone.
No.
No, you're not.
And I'm really grateful that you continue to create that space.
Oh, goodness, Brie.
Anyway, that's me. I'm being brave and putting myself out there.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye. Oh. And you know what? That is the whole reason we started.
That's right.
Yep.
And I also wanted, I've been thinking about this. I wanted to make sure that everyone knows that we don't, we're not begging for speak pipes because we want adoration or anything.
No,
it's
not
that.
Oh, gosh, no.
Right? We want more people's voices.
Yes.
The more. So even if we ring up and say, actually, it's kind of a shit podcast.
Yeah.
But I really need to say this. You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome in the P-Tribe.
Yes, but thank you, Brie.
There's amazing things that amazing parents and women do that the rest of us know nothing
That's
about.
That's right.
And it is lonely, lonely, lonely. Yep. So, yeah, you are welcome.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. I feel like a bit of a fraud calling in. However, no. I'm going to persist and perhaps I'll even submit this.
Yes.
You did.
I am not a pea. I don't have pea shoots, although I've got lots of friends with lovely, lovely pea shoots and family members who are as well. But I still consider myself part of the great diverse garden of parents because I have children with different needs and differences, interesting things about them. I consider our part of the garden to be the rainbow charred part of the garden because I have children who are gender and sexuality diverse, part of the LGBTQIA plus community or Legibitiqua, as I heard it said today, and I should be using that. And I am yet to find my tribe in spite of being a parent of kids who are out to me in some way or another for over 4 years now. And I think that I find a lot of comfort in your podcast because although my children are not part of the disability world, they are very much other in this not always accepting society in which we live. And as a parent, I very much find that I resonate with so much of what you say because of the advocacy that we have to do as parents for children who do not fit into that lovely little cookie cutter mold. And I'm treading a really interesting line right now because my children are now 12 and 14 and there's a point at which part of advocacy is also helping them to get their own voice and stand up for themselves against what you call the rectums of the world. But I don't like the word rectum in that rectums are actually useful to get the shit out. So I prefer the term mosquitoes because when you kill a mosquito, I mean, they're completely useless and all you get back is your own blood. But when they encounter these mosquitoes of the world, they need to know how to deal with them. And so they need to hear me advocate. They need to then be given agency to do so themselves, to get it wrong, to get it right, to get frustrated, to come back to me, to talk about what works and what doesn't work, as I'm sure it's very similar for you and other parents of any children with any sort of difference or interesting aspect. And I really appreciate that I have anyone to listen to and to laugh with and get very angry alongside as I navigate this extremely challenging world of trying to raise my children up simply to make it to adulthood alive. That's really my goal. I'm not really focused on anything else but that. And knowing that there are other parents with similar, if not identical, journeys, and I'm sure there are many others similar to me out there. I just, like I say, I haven't managed yet to find my tribe.
They really are.
But a few listening. I really appreciate having a little corner of your garden to be a rainbow charred with my little rainbow charredlings.
Definitely.
And to know that there are other people who get so fucking angry at the way our kids are meant to be in these boxes and our kids are meant to fit into a world that has no interest in making space for them so often. So thank you. I'm not sure that all makes sense.
Yes, it does.
I hope it does.
Yep.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you both. And I'm sure there are many other parents of children with other differences and interesting aspects that are listening and feeling the sort of comfort I get from you. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I think so. And I know there are parent groups. I don't know them actually because that's not my journey, but I know there are parent groups and I know it probably is really tricky to find, you know.
I'll post this in the Hangout. I post every episode. Mm. So perhaps if you're listening, listeners, that could be a place that you might be able to pop some links or something so that Marcy could find some of her people. Otherwise, I think she's got a pretty great voice and I reckon you could just buy a microphone.
Yeah, that's right.
And maybe start something, right?
Yeah, and you'll have the same trickiness that we have in keeping your children anonymous. But actually, you know, years and years and years ago, there was PFLAG, which was parents of children that were lesbian and gay, right? And it was really, really big because there was no support and it was such a shameful thing. They still marched in Mardi Gras. But now as you had, you know, LGBTQAI+, it's really big. And so even within, you know, the rainbow community, there is so much division, you know, which is ridiculous because everyone in that community has been othered.
Yes.
But that's the truth. There is. So... yeah, I hope you find your people. You know, you just need one or two.
Yeah, that's right.
All you need.
That's and exactly they right. just
go on that journey with you and they will
and
definitely...
they accept you and your family in every single way.
Yeah, as they should. Yes. Because your kids are awesome.
That's right.
And I hate the idea that children are told who they have to be and what they have to be, and it does so much damage later on in life.
That's
so
right.
Thank God you're their mum.
Yeah, well done.
You're and very, very
everyone's
well
welcome
done.
In this.
Everyone's welcome in the P patch. Tribe. Yep.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
My name is Kate P.
Awesome. Hello, Kate. Awesome name.
I just wanted to reach out and, just say a really, really big thank you to you. Mm. I am a mum of three. My youngest little pea shoot, my little boy, is almost two and he has Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
He's a medically complex little munchkin.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first kind of 12 to 14 months of our life were hectic.
Rough,
lots and lots of hospital visits planned and unplanned and feeding tubes and
hiring.
It feels like in the last few months we've kind of come up for air. You got you got a stomach tube or a G tube in October, and he's been really well since the surgery last year. And I just I'm really thankful that kind of life is a little bit less hectic for our family. I just some days I kind of wonder where we would be without our little community of peas and a space that we can share and feel heard and it's safe and there's no judgment when it comes to the stuff that we have to do to keep our pea shoots happy. I'm about to embark on kind of the another phase of being a pea. My middle daughter, my 4.5-year-old, I'm starting to investigate whether she might have some sensory processing challenges and that's a whole other level of trying to organize OTs and different things because Charlie had a diagnosis and, we had help from the beginning and it was a really clear
very
cut.
Very different journey.
Yes, I understand that.
With NDIS and it just was, so different. So I'm starting in a different part and it just feels like I'm learning all over again.
Another language.
And I'm just really thankful that I can kind of find support if I need to or wisdom from the peas. And so that's wonderful.
The best people.
I've just kind of gone back to work this year. I'm a pea professional, I guess, because I'm a pharmacist.
Yes, you are.
And I am so thankful that I can work and that I can now get my little Charlie to daycare and we found a really, really supportive place for him.
And you can work.
They're super inclusive and they were super willing to learn about tube feeding and all that sort of stuff.
Awesome.
And I wish I could go back and hug me 12 months ago when it all just seemed so impossible.
I know that feeling.
Because we're here now and I'm working again.
You did it.
And I love my job.
Yeah.
I love the wisdom and experience that being a mum has given me and even then a mum to a medically complex little pea shoot, just the perspective that that helps with my work and dealing with lots of our customers and patients. It's just, I'm really, really thankful that that has been my path. I just also want to give a shout out for World Down Syndrome Day that is coming up on March 21st.
Which is actually tomorrow,
And, yeah, it just would be wonderful if anyone wants to support us. We have a Rock Your Socks campaign.
Awesome.
Even if it's not something that you do to donate money anywhere, just wear some funky socks.
Yeah.
And if anyone asks you why, you talk about raising awareness for Down Syndrome. I know within our disability community, you know, Down syndrome is really well known and it's probably one of the most common conditions, I guess, genetic conditions. But I just, there's still a lot of work to do when it comes to acceptance. It's a super, super sensitive topic, but the rate of termination in Australia for prenatal diagnoses with Down syndrome is still super high. It's like 9 in 10, would you believe? We are one of the highest in the world. And that breaks my heart when I think about my beautiful little boy. But that's why we have things like Rock Your Socks, because we want to share our stories. We want to talk about Down syndrome and talk about how our little beautiful humans are worth it every step of the way. And I just couldn't imagine my life without my beautiful son and all my kids. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you again, Kate and Mandy. Weather report.
Thank you.
It's going to be 39 degrees here today in Newcastle. Like, ridiculously hot.
You do not live in
my eldest daughter was crying.
It's pretty
so
rough.
Hot, I'd be crying too.
39 is your eyes bleeding. Feels like
anything
it,
over 35.
Yeah.
You know.
The wind.
Yeah. Two things. Peas, if you do some cool socks, tag us on Facebook and I'll share it in our story.
Great.
Right? And we
I'm
will
gonna
get
wear
all,
socks too.
I love cute socks. I have my great-grandmother who's – no, my grandmother who's passed away now used to come to my house and she said, are you raising centipedes or children?
Like, so many socks.
I just love
them. Oh, you imagine with the AFOs how many I bought. Many, the long ones, coloured ones. It was just – socks are a really
and they're all
important
wrong.
Symbol
this sock is wrong.
For AFOs as well.
And I think
so I get it.
Neurodivergent children. Because they can't have a seam.
That's
once
right.
Once you find the pair, you've got 3,000 of the same. That it's a sock campaign. I love it, love it, love it.
Yes,
and the
I'm
other thing I wanted to say really quickly before we end this, Nat P, is I think the pharmacists have been one of the most consistent healthcare providers in my life.
Yes, I was thinking that.
So I would go to the chemist at least 3 times a month related to my boys' meds. And they are kind, they are onto it, they're just the most awesome people, and I really haven't thought about what a huge role in my life they have played. So thank you to all those professionals and thank you to you for doing such an awesome job, Kate. And I wish I could stand up a little bit higher than everybody else at work too.
The farmer peas.
The pea farmers.
Right up the top, standing up there behind their glass.
Yep. Very, very, very jealous of your job. Okay, peas, that's our snap pea for this week. We can't wait to bring them to you whenever we can.
Yeah.
And we will see you on Thursday with an awesome episode relating to socks and Down syndrome.
Yay! Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.